course, my daddy had a big farm. He had like 21 mules at one time.
Mm-hmm.
This was like when I was first born. You know, I don't remember too much because right after I was born, it came a hailstorm and killed a bunch of his, ruined a lot of his crops, and killed a bunch of his mules too. I told my come in under hell of damnation, been hell of damnation and sins.
Oh. And it killed the mules?
Uh-huh. The hail was so bad.
Gosh.
But I can remember the daddy had big fields of wheat, you know, grain, and they called them thrashers. They'd come around and thrash the wheat, you know, gather it. As it gathered it, it thrashed the wheat. And that was another thing we used those burlap sacks for, was to put the wheat in, you know.
Uh-huh.
And that's how they kept it to the mill. And we'd feed. They, you know, there wasn't too many people that owned a big, one of those big pieces of machinery then.
Mm-hmm.
And they would feed the people that come with them. You'd have to bed them up.
Oh,
you'd have to cook big dinners for
them. Yeah,
And like if it was in this area, maybe two or three different families would cook for them while they were here.
Oh, I see.
I can remember days of that.
And they did that with the peas, too?
Have fields of peas and they'd do that the same as they did the wheat.
It didn't tear up the peas? And then you'd eat them. It's like
see, that's the dry peas. It wasn't the green ones. It was the dry ones.
Oh, you just let them dry out on the field and then they came around and did that and got the husk off of them.
And then when it got to where, you know, you had a small amount, I can remember my dad put the dried peas in the crocus and a burlap sack and let it on this big old bowl and take a battle stick that you stir your pot of clothes when you're boiling your clothes out and pop and beating them and beating the hose, you know, and then you take the peas and
what about other kinds of animals, like different kind of frogs.
we lived down here, there's a creek down through there, and we used to hear the, what Mom would say, well, that's nothing but the bullfrog croaking, you know.
Uh-huh.
That's about, and then the kids, of course, we played with frogs, you know, around the lights, what lights we had. Of course, we never did have too many. I don't remember us having lamps that much, you know. We always had power, had electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't have, I don't remember having the lamps.
Mm-hmm.
But the frogs, we had, the little frogs we played with. Mom always said, I'll pick up one, you get more than it can do.
You just call them frogs, or just call them toads?
Well, we call them toad frogs.
Toad frogs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. They weren't as big as those crazy bullfrogs.
And the bullfrogs were green, too. Most of them were.
What about those little ones that live in the trees? They make noise.
Yeah, I never. Frog, is that what they call those? Seem like it did. I don't really remember.
Peepers, I've heard them called, or just green frogs. I don't.
Yeah.
So they had electricity through here pretty early, then, compared to some parts of the country around here.
As if I can ever remember, you know, we had electricity. Of course, electricity was, you know, just lights and hung from the ceiling on a big long cord and, you know, above it, you didn't have
Yeah.